Mr. President, Reverend Graham is expected in Pittsburgh at 3 p.m. May we leave word for him to return the call?
Let's see, three. No, I'll be doing some diplomatic reception. I think if he could maybe call around... I'll have to return the call to him because I will... Tied up and I'll
try
it around
3:30, 4 o'clock.
Fine, thank you.
You're welcome.
You tell him he tried to call.
Right, thank you. There you are.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I want you to know that I've been in touch with through our staff with George Bush, and he's going to check out some of these things and give me a report on it. And with the state chairman and that sort of thing.
Good.
But Bush is the best guy to do this, and also he's going to check with Goodling and Scott and the rest, because he's so anxious for David to go. And in the meantime, why, you and David just don't worry about it. We'll decide what to do, and then we'll go one way or the other.
Right. I think you're right.
And
you're really sweet.
And I know, I think I know what is right to do, but I want to get the water with these guys, and
right.
George Bush is going and see whether he'll find out whether Goodling wants to come in to see me, which I'll see him, of course, if he does. He'll check the Scott thing out to see where he stands with Hamburger. He'll check with the state chairman, too. Way to do it. I'm going to have to stay over here tonight for a meeting with John Ehrlichman on the trade bill, because we're going to present to the Congress tomorrow, so I won't be over for dinner.
Okay.
So you go ahead and have dinner at 6 o'clock, okay?
All right, great.
All right, sweetie.
Thanks for everything,
Bye.
Daddy.
Bye.
Bye.